Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. If you're listening, you are so welcome into this grace and faith-filled message that is inspired directly right from the Word of God. I am recording this episode as, you know, a few things came to mind. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all of our subscribers. You do help keep this podcast going for one reason. Everything that you contribute is helping someone's life back in Ghana, and it's a beautiful thing because I partnered with the Shepherd's Rod Foundation. You could find them on Facebook. It's a friend of mine who's dedicated his life back in the rural areas of Ghana to change the lives of underprivileged people. So this is where the contributions that you put towards We Seal Genesis podcast by subscribing and all the sponsorship goes to help these people. So thank you so much. And jumping right into today's message that I've titled Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. Yesterday I was in a Bible study and the question came up, how do we love our neighbors as ourselves? So I started to do a little research, and also based on some contributions, some really, really great contributions that, you know, some of the participants talked about, I further did a little research, and I think that the answer, when we go into the Word of God, comes down to having compassion and mercy for people. And I had just put down in my notes on the Bible app that, you know, put others first is basically what it was. And I know that I was having a lot of insights about, you know, killing the self and allowing others to, you know, win. And it's not like you're letting others to win to kind of lower yourself, but putting others first, letting God's glory shine in your heart to promote others instead of yourself, or help other people instead of always thinking about yourself. And in the study yesterday, you know, someone had brought the fact that when Joseph had to reveal himself to his brothers, you know, he let everybody out of Pharaoh's household. He shut the door and he cried. It says in the Word that he cried out so loud, you know, that word spread in the city about what was happening. She had mentioned that, you know, by so doing, Joseph did not want to embarrass his brothers, which is a beautiful thing. I think that the purpose of this life of Joseph shows us great mercy and compassion that, you know, God is trying to show us, even though we do so many things to other people. If you think about how Joseph was obviously treated by his brothers, in today's world, we would say, no, you know, Joseph, your time has come, you're shining, forget them, they did you wrong. But no, Joseph knew his purpose in God, and he did everything to glorify God. And actually, that story in itself glorifies God, because at the end of the day, he was set so high that he was able to save his family and bring them all together. And that's a beautiful and wonderful thing. I further went down to do a research in the book of Luke 23:34. You know, when Jesus said, when Jesus was up on the cross, and, you know, all these soldiers were there gambling for his clothes and throwing dice, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Again, the self is put aside and others first. Like, Jesus at that point, to a normal human mind, obviously should be thinking about himself and how the pain that he was going through. But even within his pain, he still showed mercy and compassion for other people. I just want you to spend some time looking at the parable of the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, in Luke chapter 10. It is really important at the end of that parable what Jesus is trying to, you know, show the religious leader, the religious leaders who were trying to see his thoughts or trying to see what he thought about the whole thing. So that's why he told that parable, because they were asking him, you know, like, what is it to love your neighbor as yourself? And when he told this parable in Luke 10:37 in particular, you know, one of the men said that, you know, the Good Samaritan, if you know the story, the Good Samaritan is the one who showed the person on the street mercy. And Jesus said, yes, now go and do the same. And I challenge you to do this. Like, go ahead and read the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's very important because sometimes we can get really busy minding our own business, you know, going our way, going to work, going to church, fully focused on ourselves and our families. And every day we go past by people who are so much in need or just have an emergency or are afflicted. I remember that when I used to drive, I would always, you know, hope that, you know, people with flat tires on the side of the road, that they can get help. But one actionable thing I could do is actually stop and offer if I could give a ride or if I could make a call, you know, for help. Like, I'd never know. At that point, I was just hoping that they would be okay. And I feel that same way to so many other things. So I feel like that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit telling me that, you know, yeah, go ahead and stop and offer your help, and I will do better going forward. Like, we're all in this learning to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord and not in what is in the sight of men. So also in Luke 10:33, I had highlighted that, you know, it says a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Everybody that had seen the man at that time did not have any compassion for them. They were very focused on their self. So it's very important that when we think about loving our neighbor as ourselves, like, killing the self, even though it says love your neighbor as yourself, is killing the self. Killing the self, doing what you would do for others, doing what you would do for yourself for others. So that's where the self plays a role. Like, okay, looking at this person, like, how would I, if you put yourself in their shoes, how would I like to be treated? This is what you can do for other people. And I really appreciate God for giving me these few insights to share with you. I encourage you to also do your own research and, you know, come up and share with me some of your findings. It's a beautiful thing to dive into the Word of God and see the truths that He tells us. He gives us very simple commandments. This is a new commandment that He's calling us to do, to first love Him with all our heart, but also love the Lord your God with all your heart, but also love your neighbor as yourself. It's a commandment. It's a commandment from Christ. This is what we have to do in order to agree with Christ or to do the things that He wants us to do. And I pray that the Holy Spirit can guide us to be better people, because I do understand that it is not an easy thing to do. We're all in the learning process. So may God provide us mercy and compassion, even as you listen to this podcast today and you go out there to do these things. And remember that you cannot do it on your own. You have to give Jesus the permission to come into your heart to enable you to be able to do these things, because they're not easy. And obviously the world and the culture that we live in would inspire you to do differently. But trust me, the Word of God has been very, very helpful, has been very, very powerful in encouraging my journey, and I recommend the same for you. Thank you for listening today. It's been a quick, but I believe an effective message, stay in touch. You could send us a message on the page of the podcast, or you can email wesealgenesis@gmail.com with any questions that you may have. Feel free to also let me know your feedback, or if you have anything that you would like discussed yet. I hope that you can go out there. I hope that we can go out there today and live for Christ, and of course, love our neighbors as ourselves. Have a wonderful weekend, and catch you on the next episode.